Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the dapper dawn, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, everybody out there listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Yeah, man. Steve Harvey got a radio show. Trying to do something with it, too, man. I was having a conversation the other day with a young person, and they were telling me how they felt that their life was stuck, that their life was in a rut, that they didn't know what to do next. And one of the things that was causing them this sadness or this depression, I mean, they're really, really into something right now. One of the things that was causing it was the fact that they had made a list of things they wanted to accomplish by a certain age. And that age, they just had a birthday recently. And they were looking at the list, and the list hadn't been fulfilled. And because that list hadn't been fulfilled, they were really, really sad about it. You know, one of the things that they had on the list was marriage, kids. And I don't know everything else that was on the list, but that was one of them. And because she had reached a certain age and she wasn't married and she didn't have the kids and she had just celebrated her birthday, she's gone into this mode of sadness where it's really, really taken a toll on her. And as I was learning about her situation, I was thinking about it. And I just wanted to share this with you all this morning that, see, one of the things about making a list about what you want, which I happen to be a proponent of, I do it myself. I have people have dream boards. I have a goal sheet. I've been doing it for years. It's a wonderful way to set goals and to keep it in front of you as a constant reminder. And I always go over this goal list every day. You know, I mean, I go over it all the time, every day. Sometimes I miss a day here and there, but mostly every day I pull my goal sheet out and I look at it, I read it. So I was going to these rallies and I was learning about, people who were successful and how they kept their mind right and positive. And one of the things I learned was to make these dream boards, these lists, these goal sheets. And in making a goal sheet, and you make the sheet according to what you want, think about one thing. When you made your goal sheet about what you wanted, does your goal sheet have on it what God wants from you? Did you ask in any of this what was his will in your life? You know, look, man, what we want oftentimes is not what he wants for us. And, you know, if you're fighting against what you were created for, if you're fighting against his will, I mean, what do you want to happen? See, don't be so hard on yourself when you look at your goal sheet and you look at what you've not become, what you thought was a great idea. Don't be so hard on yourself because you just made a minor mistake, as do most people. We oftentimes make our goals and set our goals up without ever considering what is it that God wants from us. What's in his will? What's his plan for us? You know, I was talking to some people the other day and we were laughing about it. I shared this the other day. If you want to make God laugh, tell him your plan. I mean, really, if you really want to crack God up, tell him your plan. See, and that's what we do. We make our plans without including God. But listen to me. Don't be so hard on yourself. Don't be so down and out about it when you look at your goal sheet and you haven't accomplished the things you wanted to accomplish. You just made a minor mistake, that's all, and you can correct it. You just made a mistake that most people make. We keep talking about what we want without ever finding out or knowing what it is God wants for us. Well, guess what, man? Maybe you're fighting against the grain. Maybe you're just a salmon heading upstream. That's a tough fight upstream. Not all salmons get up to the spawning grounds, you know. Some of them don't make it upstream, you know. But all of them, nearly all of them except the ones that's killed by prey, when they're spawned, they go out to the ocean. That's cool because you're going with the grain. You're going downstream. You're going with the flow. But when it's time to go against the grain, it's tough. And a lot of us have just been going against the grain for all of these years. But you know what? Listen, man, I did it. I know a lot of people who did it. Very few people get it right from the very beginning. Man, you got to stumble through life sometimes. Sometimes you got to fall through life. You got to make a lot of mistakes, man. But these mistakes are not failures. You know, when you fail at something, don't look at it as a failure. Don't look at yourself as a failure because you're 30 and your goals ain't reached that you had on your list. That was your list. What about the things that's going right? Stop looking at what you're not. Take some time out and thank God for what you are. How about the fact that you keep waking up to be 30? You know, you get depressed about these birthdays. You really want to throw yourself in some depression. Miss a birthday. You really got a problem now. Look at where you are. You keep reaching birthdays. That's a glorious blessing. You keep waking up. You got your health. You've accomplished something. Something on your list is done. People spend too much time on the negative side, and you're just throwing yourself into depression. So what, you wanted to be married by a certain age and you wanted to have kids? Okay, cool. You could have done all that with the wrong person. There's a blessing in not being married to the wrong person. There's a blessing in not having kids and nobody to help you raise them. There's a blessing in that, man. You're talking to somebody who can tell it to you. You can marry the wrong person if you want to. I'm telling you, you're going to be up in some mess you can't count on. So instead of being angry because you're not married, you don't have kids, why don't you thank God the man? Maybe he spared you from some misery here. Maybe you could have married the wrong person. Maybe you'd have kids and you're not really ready to be a mother or a father. You got to look at the upside, man. Quit looking at what you don't have. Take some time to thank God for what you do have. When you do that, you make more room for blessings to flow into your life. I'm not saying how God thinks because I really don't know, but I'm telling you. If a person comes to me and I always give a person something and they never appear grateful or they never say thank you, please know you can quit coming to me. Now, I don't know that's how God works because I've gone back to him several times without being grateful or thanking him and he's filled my basket up again. So I really think he's not like that, but I can't make the call for sure. But I think at one point in time, just me talking, I'd be a little ticked off at somebody who was always taking and never showing any gratitude. At one point in time, I would just stop the flow of the take. You know, you can't take no more from me. That's what I would do. Now, I'm not calling it like that because I ain't him. But I know he's merciful, he's full of goodness, and he'll forgive you. And thank God he does that because he's sure enough done it for me. But wow, man, take some time out today and be grateful for what you have. Stop complaining about where you're not. and think about where you are, and then take it from there. And the next time you make a list, make sure on that list you have God's will. What does he want for you? God create, give everybody a gift and a talent. Some of us never apply gifts and talents. We head off in another direction. Then you wonder why your life ain't where it's supposed to be. Have you ever thought about what God gifted you to do? Have you ever thought about doing that? Skip what you want. I wanted to play in the NBA, but I got to tell you something. At dribbling and shooting and running all at one time, it's throwing me off a little bit. You know, so I'm doing what I do. Okay, we come back, man. I'm going to tell you right now, today, more ignorant than usual. Yeah, today, man. Wish I had a radio.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Hold on, let me start this off.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people from all around the world, what's happening? Listen, this is the Steve Harvey Morning Show, and it's temporarily been taken over by me, his alter ego, Pimpin'. And I just wanted to say what's happening to everybody. And the only way to really start this show is to just start it with the ladies, because, you know, nothing happening this world without them. So what's up, Shirley?
Hey, Pimpin', how you doing? It's nice to hear you so early in the morning.
I know, that's right. How you been?
I've been good, thank you. Happy holidays.
Everything good, I bet you have. Oh, happy holidays to you.
Thank you.
It's my favorite time of the year, you know what I'm saying? They start chanting what I got to hear, you know what I'm saying?
What's that?
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas. I mean, with all that. Hey, what's up, Chocolate?
What's going on, Pimpin'?
What's up, girl? You don't mind me calling you that, do you? Because every time I look at you, that's what I be thinking. You know what I'm saying?
It's all good. It's lovely.
You just like a big old tall Hershey's. You know what I mean? I be looking at you. I be going, girl, every girl ever put on a silver dress, it's going to be on and cracking.
A kiss, huh?
You look like a big old chocolate kiss. You know what I'm saying? Hey, what's up, Junior?
What's happening, Pimpin'?
The only man with the other voice qualified to be a pimp on the show. What's up?
Pimping my hero,
baby. My man, what's going on? Hey, J. Anthony Brown.
What's happening with you, Pimp? Everything's
what's
couple
up,
steady.
Man?
What's up with
what's
you?
What's up? Way to come on over to the other side.
I'm glad to be here, Pimping.
Hey. It's light over here.
I'm loving it.
It's
loving
dark
it.
Over there, Chuck. You was over there, Ben. You was about to do shoot a horror movie over there.
But I'm feeling good over here, Pimping.
Buried alive.
Thank you, man.
Hey, what's up, Tommy?
Pimp, what's going on, man?
How you doing, man? You my man. Something about you. I always like Tommy. Me and Tommy go back, man. We cool as all I do. Everything good. So anyway, you know, we just going to go and do the show like this here today. I'm only going to be on here for one, maybe, you know, 1.5 breaks, because I just know they just can't take too much of me. You know what I'm saying?
Describe what you're wearing today.
We're not doing the whole show, Pimpin'?
No, we're not.
What are you?
No, calling them. They don't want me.
What you wearing, Pimpin'?
Well, yeah, what is it?
I like what you got on, man.
Oh, thank you, man. You know, Steve is, up in New York. Yeah. I done broke out all the rabbit coats for this trip right here. Let me tell you the one I'm wearing today, because tomorrow's going to be too much for him. Today, I'm wearing the multi-patch rabbit coat, maxi, flow length, orange, rust, brown, palomino, and gray rabbit.
That's a lot.
You busy. You
love it, man.
You
that ain't busy. That ain't enough.
You know what I'm loving? I'm loving that mice jacket you got on, man. That's...
Yeah. No, that's tomorrow. I got a mice vest.
Wow. I love it, man. I'm loving it, man.
But, Pimp, when you see these cat shoes I got, you ain't going to be able to stand me.
Go ahead,
ladies, so I'm going to just come back on the next break, and then I'm out for the day. Let's get the Steve Harvey Morning Show started.
All right. 32 after. We'll be back with more of Pimpin' right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Pimpin' in the building. He's described his rabbit coat and
a mice vest.
He's back for more.
It's gonna be nice. And so, you know, just being up here in New York, heading out to Harlem, you know, where I'm from, you know.
Oh, okay.
They just waiting, you know what I mean? Everybody, you know,
like
Harlem
a homecoming
change though. Yeah.
They throwing you a parade
exactly
today?
No, ain't no parade. A lot of white people have moved to Harlem now. It ain't the same.
No, it ain't the same.
Yeah, I don't know half the people and half the people on me. So I be getting some strange looks in my clothes. I be going, what you looking at, square? You know what I'm saying? How you ain't never seen a full-length multicolored patch rabbit jacket?
Yeah. It's beyond you, huh?
Please understand. What do you wait till I wear this cowboy outfit tomorrow?
Woo!
Need that. You know, the sheriff is in town. You know what I'm saying? Yippee-ki-yay.
Yeah. So, Pippa, let me ask you, man. Do you have your own little elves for Christmas time? You got your own little elf crew?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. You know who I use?
Who?
I use the Little Women of L.A.
I love it.
Yeah, I do a special guest appearance on their show this year. They're going to be my elves.
You could use Kirk Franklin. He'll chip in. He don't mind doing something like that.
See, you be blowing the brother's friendships. Why don't you slow down? You too much. You too much, Jay. That's what happened to you over there on that other show. You too much.
The right
gotta side. Slow down. Y'all got some relationships out here. Kirk Franklin, my friend. You just always on everybody. Don't you talk about somebody that ain't famous?
Then they won't get the joke.
Don't nobody know them?
They don't nobody know them.
Any more questions from anybody?
So tell us some about in Harlem, some of the activities you're going to go by and visit where you grew up, some old restaurants.
I don't do that. You know, where I grew up, white people live there now, so it completely changed. They done painted it and everything. Uh-huh. Damn. People don't get keys, you know.
Are you holding a player's ball? I mean,
well, you know, this is what's happening. Yeah. There's a lot of activities. First of all, we're going to have pimp breakfast.
Okay, and what does that consist of?
Pimp breakfast. We just have toast points, you know, stuff that you just bite with the front of your teeth.
Yes.
Because pimps don't chew. Everything got to be in front of your teeth.
Everything tiny.
Yeah. So
pinkies
all
up,
I
though.
Eat is at
pinkies
the front
up.
Of my
pinkies
teeth.
Up. Pinkies up, though.
Will you see some of the old ladies who used to work with you, some of your ladies, some of your girls who used to roll with you?
See, one thing about this, CJC. See, once they go in retirement, they don't look the same. They fall off. They fall off. So we don't bring them back out. We just keep everybody new.
Mm-hmm. Well, are you going to do, like, some community stuff?
Yeah.
Like, maybe
pass out
some
turkeys
toys
or something
turkeys?
Like that? Yeah.
Pass out something to L's. That's what I'm talking about.
Nah, we don't do none of that. I have a cane giveaway. I take some of my old canes to the senior citizens' home, and I let them rock them with the diamonds on them.
That's very charitable.
That's nice. Yeah.
You know, that way, you know, a piece of pimping lasts forever.
Yeah.
So I collect, you know, all the canes from all my pimp friends, Goldilocks, Blue Eye, Cash Money, you know, D-Dog, you know, Sonny. See 'em swim.
See 'em swim.
What about the nugget ring toss that you always have where you take a bag
That's one of my favorite things, you know, where I take off a nugget ring and toss it in the crowd and whoever catch it gonna be the next pimp.
I want to be in that.
That's all right. Junior, you ain't got to be in that, dog, because you got the voice.
You already
got the voice. You natural. You could have been, you just go on and come on down to Pimpology. You could go on and be something, make something out yourself.
No.
Now, hey, listen to me.
Okay.
I got a smooth idea for your first suit, Junior.
Let me hear, Pimp.
I'm going to make you a suit that's black, and they're going to have red quarter moons all over it.
Okay, so what's my pimp name gonna be?
Sickle.
Oh, I like that. I love Sickle.
Well, And to make it sound sexy, your pimp name gonna be Popsicle.
That's cool. That's cool.
And them little red quarter-shaped things, mm-hmm. that's sickle cell.
Yeah. On the suit.
Now, on the suit. So now you, so now your pimp name is Popsicle. And all your suits got that on there to bring about awareness.
That's
can
beautiful.
You feel?
Pimping. I feel that, pimp.
I mean, what better way to bring about awareness than to wear it on your sleeve?
Yeah, and you looking at it.
And you still looking good. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead, pimp.
Now, what Jay going to do is, Jay's suit, Jay, I'm going to make your suit gold. And you going to have slices of cake all over.
Why? And,
hey, I got the perfect pimp name for you.
What is it?
Die Hard.
die hard pimp.
Yeah, because it's short for diabetes. But you die hard because you still eating cake.
Oh, Popsicle and Die Hard.
Sweet Daddy Die Hard. You know what I'm saying?
What about Tommy? What you got for Tommy?
Oh, Tommy. Okay. Your suit going to be red. Because I know you a noob. Mm-hmm. And on the suit, it's going to be little white Volkswagen.
I don't get it.
What is that for?
Because that's what all them little ass clowns used to come out of at the circus. Can't you? Hey, here we come, ladies and gentlemen. And your pimp name going to be Tater Tot.
You're a visionary, pimping.
I love it, pimp.
Oh, yeah. Man, I like that. Thank y'all for letting me do that. So,
we
Tater
love you,
Tot.
Pimpin'. We do.
Yes, sir.
Popsicle.
Yes, sir.
And Die Hard.
What up?
Welcome to the Pimp Club.
Thank you, pimping. Thank you. Up next.
All right, sugar.
Tommy's Run That Prank Back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up next at the top of the hour, People Magazine's Sexiest Men Alive. But come
Thank
on,
you.
Nephew.
Shay Leon. Absolutely. It is Shay Leon. We are about to run that prank back with Shay Leon.
You got to have that accent.
Uh-huh. Got to have it. Got to have it. Put that in there.
Hello. Thank you for calling.
Hello. I'm trying to reach Nicole, please.
This is she.
How you doing? Listen, my name is Shay Leon, and I was calling you to see if you had any booth rental in the salon that you work in.
I'm sorry, I didn't get your name again. What's your name again?
Shay Leon. I mean, my real name is Leon, but my artistic name is Shay Leon. Shay Leon is what they call me.
Shay Leon, okay. Actually, I do have space for another person to come in at work. I am in a suite. It's rather small in here, but if you are interested in coming in and working, I would really like to have someone come in and work with me. That would be nice. Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
What's your background? What do you do, actually?
I've just moved here to D.C. I was actually living in the Los Angeles area. Okay. And, I've been doing hair there for the last probably 15, 20 years. I've been doing hair, definitely licensed. You know, I moved here. But I've been doing hair for quite a long time. I specialize in only doing females' hair. And, just looking to get into D.C. and get back to work. And
okay.
I really want to find a place where I can do some hair. And you know, it's going to take me a minute to get some clientele built up. But,
right.
You know, I know my work is good.
Okay. Well, I am in a high-traffic area, and I think this would be a great area for you just coming in from another state, especially from California.
Right.
Is it possible you can come in and take a look and see what you can,
I'd love to come in and take a look and see what the type of work environment you have. And
right.
So I'm understanding that there's a lot of people that do hair that have different rooms. Is that how this setup is?
Yes, that's how it's set up. However,
you actually have a suite.
I do have a suite. It's a double suite, so there is room for another technician. But, you know, with it being such close quarters, you know, you got to kind of get a feel for the person that's going to come in and work for you. So
yeah, right, because you're going to be working real close to each other. I understand.
You know, if we kind of meet each other, you know, we can get a feel for each other and see if we can work.
Well, let me ask you something. Have you had a PHS? Have you worked around a PHS person before?
I'm sorry, who?
A PHS. Have you worked around? I mean, that's pretty much what I do. Have you worked around a PHS
I'm not familiar with that term. Is that a California term? What's PHS?
PHS is a private hair specialist. Have you worked with a private hair specialist before?
Well, I would consider myself private, being so I'm in a suite, but you would be working out in the open with myself, so I don't know how private you would be.
Oh, no. You're not understanding where I'm coming from. I'm a PHS, okay, private hair specialist, and what that is I do women's private hair, like if they want removal from under their arm or their chin or, you know, but most of my work actually resides in the bikini line. You know, I'm an artist, so I'm known to put your name there. I can dye it a different color, a mohawk, a landing strip.
Let me stop you right there. You did call and say you were a hairstylist, and the last time I checked, a hairstylist, they restyle hair, the hair on top of the head.
Shay Leon does hair. It doesn't necessarily have to be the hair on the head. I'm just saying
hair. Sierra Leone, Sri Lanka. What's your name again? I'm sorry.
Shay Leon. You cannot continue to get this wrong. Shay Leon.
Okay, I'm sorry. What was the name your mom gave you? Because
my government name is Leon, but it's
okay,
my name.
Leon. Again, this is a suite, and you will be working in the open with myself and my clients who are accustomed to having a professional setting. And I don't think it would be appropriate for you to have someone come in and have a landing strip, an airport, a plane, their baby daddy's name put on. Whatever you do, that's not what we're about here.
Okay, so are you trying to say that you're not open for new ideas?
I'm sorry. If you consider that a new idea, then I'm giving you the phone number to someone else because this we're not going to do that here.
Hey, listen.
My problem is this.
Excuse me.
You called my salon. Where did you even get my number from? Why? What made you think that you could call my shop and that this is what we do and you could come here and you could do that?
Well, I'm thinking that you would be open for something new.
But why would you think that I'd be open for that? Who told you that?
I'm not stating that someone told me that.
You came all the way from California and you called me. You're not coming to my salon to carve your name, anybody else's name, any type of landing strip, any type of initials, okay? This is a professional salon, and we style hair. The hair on the head.
That is what I'm doing, lady. I'm styling hair.
What part of the head did you not hear?
I said Shay Leon styles hair. That's what Shay Leon does.
Look. I'm sick of you. I'm sick of you already. So, you know what? This is not even going to work. Again, we're not doing that here in my shop. I'm sorry. I hope you can call someone else, and maybe they'll accept your craft.
I'm sorry that your career would not be as successful as you would like it to be because you're not open for new ideas.
Excuse me. My salon is very successful, thank you.
You know what? I'm going to come over there and pass out flyers in front of your shop, letting them know about Shay Leon and letting them know also that you are not who you really are.
When are you coming? Are you coming today?
Don't worry about when I'm coming. I know where you are.
I'm here right now. Can you come today? Please come.
I'm coming today.
Please come over here because I'm going to be that outside waiting for your. Bring your over here. Bring it because you're not about to stand outside in front of my salon and degrade my salon.
What you're not going to do is deny Shay Leon. You're not going to deny Shay Leon.
Please come over here because you will catch the first thing smoking back to California if you bring your over here.
I got one more thing I need to say to you. Are you listening to me?
Thing to say to me.
Shay Leon has one more thing he needs to say. Are you listening to Shay Leon?
What is it?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend, Michonne.
What?
Hello?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm going to kick your and hers. I don't know if I do.
Hey, baby, I got one more thing I need
to ask. God, what else you got to say?
What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Was it absolutely ravishing, I might add?
It was stupid. I don't know about ravishing.
Yeah, we're really stupid.
Splendid, dear boy. Splendid.
Okay, regular voice now, or do it in this voice. Tell us about Mama's Boy. How's it going?
Well, you know, Mama's Boy.
No, do it in your British accent. Yeah.
Oh, Mama's Boy. Absolutely brilliant. For them to actually cast Thomas Miles in the play was one of the most gracious things they could possibly do. It brought so much light and awareness to the show, and he's an He is an incredible, incredible actor. Oh, my God. Last night, he was in Louisville, Kentucky, where he was just brilliant, I must say. Tonight, oh, my God, everyone must beware that he's coming to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, with Mama's Boy.
Anybody else?
Oh, no, just Thomas Miles. Maryville, Indiana will be on Saturday, and then Sunday, oh, my God, Indianapolis, Indiana. You must come out and see Nephew Tommy, Thomas Miles, in Mama's Boy, starring Thomas Miles. Oh, God, dear.
That ain't
Thank
what the
so
playbill
much.
Say.
It ain't old, starring Thomas Miles.
All Ticketmaster outlets. What people? What?
It's starring the dude that wrote it and yes. Johnny oh, Gill.
Yes, those two. But absolutely, Stephen, they want to hear Thomas Miles. Nephew Tommy is actually...
What about
stars.
Eugene? Do they Thank want to
you,
see
Thomas.
Eugene?
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll talk about People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, People Magazine says a country music star and judge on The Voice, Blake Shelton,
you
is the sexiest
joking.
Man alive.
Blake laughing at this.
And you're right, Steve. He's cute. Everyone got Adam Levine. Everyone got that.
Yeah. Adam Levine has had the title
okay,
before,
people.
Yeah. Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. When he made it,
oh,
when Adam
God,
Levine
that's
made
funny.
It, every, no,
oh,
there was
man,
no
that's
problem.
A good one.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I love him.
Blake Shelton.
I like
no,
him.
I don't like him. I love him.
Yeah,
he's one
great.
Of the coolest dudes on
yes.
TV.
Yeah.
I
don't know.
Ain't a damn thing sexy about him.
I don't think of him as sexy, though. Like I said,
he wears the same flannel shirt every day.
Sorry.
Yeah. The other judge on the show, Adam Levine, everybody got when he was named sexiest man
Yeah,
alive.
He was that before,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Blake Shelton, yeah, a lot of people are
he
saying that.
He goes with Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
She's happy. That's her man.
Okay. Other sexy men on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy, you'll love that. Well, you love
Tommy.
No,
Tommy
no,
on
no,
the
let
list.
Me, let me.
I'm
let
a,
me
no, you, is, wait a minute. Hold on.
That
hold on.
It is.
Tommy.
Hold up.
Did you say Tommy on the list, Shirley?
Why
you
say, y'all laugh if
Tommy,
I am
did you
on
say
it?
Tommy was on the list, Shirley?
No, I did not say that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm
okay.
ready for it.
Oh, Tommy I like the way she said it too. Stern. No, I did not say that.
Tommy loves this show. This Is Us. And Sterling K. Brown from This Is Us is on the list.
I can see that.
Yeah.
He's sexy.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. 50 Cent is on the list.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
He's a rapper, producer, and actor. He's a triple threat, so.
Kanan. That's sexy. That's confident.
Kanan.
That's what they're saying.
Go ahead, Kanan.
Yeah. Kofi Siriobi from Queen Sugar.
Oh, from Queen. Yeah.
That's a good one. He definitely should be in there.
Oh,
he was
with the beard.
Yeah, he was on Girls Trip.
He was
in the
Girls
movie
Trip.
Girls Trip. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was voted sexiest. Yeah, breakout star. Sexiest
yes.
breakout star. Okay. Yes. Other nominees include Brad Cooper, Shamar Moore, and voted. Get this, guys. Voted sexiest smile. President Barack Obama.
Yeah.
How about that?
Right there.
Oh, and sexiest butt. We didn't do this one.
Tommy.
Okay, hey, man. Sexy. Y'all keep
here we
on
go.
Here.
You got a high one. That somebody got to see it.
It ain't Tommy?
Kit Harington. Kit Harington, sexiest butt. He's Jon Snow from Game
Snow.
Of Thrones.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
And we
see
it a lot.
His ass, all that fur he be wearing.
You see it a lot, Steve, on Game of Thrones. A lot of stuff going on in Game of Thrones.
He got on winter clothes.
Every Jon Snow is fine.
Because yeah.
winter is coming.
You got no beach scenes over there.
Yeah, okay. Here we go. Still sexy list. They also released their Still Sexy List, People Magazine. Brad Pitt from 2000.
Still sexy.
Richard Gere, yes, from 1999. Yeah. Matthew McConaughey from 2005.
Yes. Like
George
that.
Clooney and Tom Cruise. And also Dwayne Johnson, still sexy. And of course, you know who's
Tyrese
on the Still
that?
Sexy List.
Say it, girl.
Denzel Washington!
Yeah. Fellas,
they even more
noise.
Embarrassed. They even more embarrassed.
Ooh.
Yeah. Right. He was a winner from 1996.
My whole life.
What'd you say?
about Jimmy?
I've been losing to Denzel my whole life. You want me to root for him?
Yeah, yeah, we're getting a little tired of this.
You ain't got to clap or nothing.
No.
No. Attitude?
No. We just ain't even going to get an honorable mention. Okay, how about the damn near sexy
list? Okay, well, you guys make up your own list. You guys make up your own list.
What about the sexiest man in America in a strange kind of way? Something like that.
Who's on that list?
We need to get a list where more of us can get on
it. The sexiest, sickest person.
Yeah, you know.
Sexiest person.
The sexiest person self for. You know.
What? That's a list. Yeah. The sexiest person self for.
Yeah. And then you got a name. What's wrong with it? Steve Harvey, sexiest man in America, except for his facial features.
Oh, except for.
Except for. No, not except. Sure, just sep. Sep.
Oh, okay. Jay, we haven't heard from you. You're all quiet over there.
Yeah.
Because he ain't sexy.
No, I got what women want. I go right to it.
What?
I pay
what?
Bills. That's how you
That's
do
what
it.
Makes you
I'm not trying to. That ain't me.
No lies.
Let me buy you a car is my opening line.
Whoa. Mm.
Yeah, I step like to you. Wow. Let me keep your cable on. Oh, let me get your kids.
That's sexy. Yeah, I was just going, Jay, that's sexy.
They turn
that's
around and look who be talking. Man. When you tap one on the shoulder, hey, girl. Let me get your kids' school clothes out. What?
Yeah.
What
did you say?
Do you have a type, Jay? You have a type?
Any type.
White type.
I like them white.
Of course he got a type.
They got to be white.
Any type. You ain't got a type.
I take any type. It's long and it's white.
Send the white girls in, please.
So that's what you open up with.
Let me buy your car. Let me buy your car. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's me. Isn't that sexy?
That is sexy.
Don't that sound sexy?
That is sexy.
I ain't got the physique. I ain't working out. I got diabetes. I'm older. No, let me buy you a car. Say, what was that you said?
But Jay, you know you can work out.
No, that takes too much time.
Is it a brand new car, Jay?
Who said somebody new now? I said,
but if you ain't got one,
if
then
you ain't
get
got
it,
one,
then it's new.
If it's new to you, right?
Yeah, it's new to you.
You ain't got a car. You riding a bus.
how long do your relationships typically last, Jay?
Let's see, Shirley. A year is good. A year is good.
That's probably long enough.
All right. Butterfly coming up next.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on, introduce Jay.
I got it.
Yes, please.
Jay Anthony Brown.
Oh, do you know the butterfly? Because I do. Yeah.
Do you know the butterfly? Because do. Good morning.
I love it.
Hey.
How is everyone this morning?
Morning, butterfly. Hey. Flap on.
Morning,
flap on.
Morning.
Flap on.
Very, 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 very good. I just want to say this before I even get started. I think I could have been one of the sexiest men of the year as well. I just think I could have been a part of the equation, at least in the top 20.
Wow. What makes you think that?
Because I think I'm very elegant and sexy looking.
In tights?
No, just period. Why does it have to have tights on?
But after you said that, no one said, oh, okay, yeah, I can see that.
No one can see me being sexy at all. Carla and Shirley, my friends.
Wow. Mm. I love you, Butterfly. I truly do.
You're a nice looking guy, but for me, I just have a certain type for sexy.
No, you ain't sexy.
That's just my
personal. Let me just tell you myself, you ain't sexy.
Come on, here
First
we go.
First
person.
Nah,
I'm not trying to crush him, Tommy.
Yeah. No, because I need Tommy to say this because I'm going to use all this on him too. Go ahead, Tommy.
First of all, I didn't ask you anything at all. I'm talking to Tommy. I didn't ask him a damn thing. I was talking to the rest of the crew.
Uh-oh.
I was asking them if I was sexy.
You upset with Tommy?
Hey, dog, but all I said was I'm just chiming in with the conversation. You ain't sexy, dog. That's the basic.
And what does that make you? Your ugly ass. What does that make you?
Jeez.
You're going to sit here and throw jabs at me? You think I can't throw jabs back at you? I've seen you naked. You don't want me to get to talking up in here.
Why did you see him naked? What was that about?
How'd that happen?
Because I live there, Jay. Ugh.
Yeah, they share a body.
Now, me personally, I'm in better shape than Tommy is. a whole lot better. But you can't see that because I can't show it to you.
If Tommy keep popping off at the mouth, will you slap him in the face?
You think I won't? It can
I want to see it.
We don't want you guys to fight.
First of all, ain't nobody can put their hands on me.
I'd like to see you slap Tommy right in the damn face.
Do it now.
You can get slapped in the face. You can definitely get slapped.
When?
I don't want them to fight. No, that's not cool.
No. I'm too old for somebody.
Steve Harvey.
You can get hit. Nobody care how old you is.
Bet you won't.
Nah.
Oh my God, you guys. Stop.
Oh. No. Who you think you hitting, dog?
God.
Huh?
Oh my God.
Who you think you hitting, man?
Do something. Get it.
Why you punch me? I just slapped you. You shouldn't have punched me.
All right. Coming up next, Jay Anthony Brown is going to murder another hit. We'll be back.
You slap Tommy.
Who you think you is, dog?
Oh, huh?
At 34 after the hour, go to break.
Go nuke.
You don't play fair.
Butterfly wing over there.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Introduce Jay Anthony Brown so he can murder another hit. Yeah.
You know, I used to gladly introduce him, but I've started losing friendships. Ladies and gentlemen.
You're not going to lose a friend today, Steve.
Okay.
No.
Jay Anthony Brown, murder these hit, boy.
This is not a hit I'm murdering. This is an original song. First of all, I'd like to thank everybody who came out to Taco Tuesday, headliner Taco Tuesday with Junior. Woo-hoo! He killed it.
Thank you so much, Dave, for having me.
It was great. Next up, next Tuesday, Michael Collier.
Oh, yeah.
Friday night, we got Get More Comedy, and Saturday night, AJ Johnson and the Convicts. The song right here that's coming up is an original song. It's dedicated to every man who is tired of answering questions.
Oh, man.
Just sick of it. Had enough of it.
Yeah.
Don't look at who you with, men. Look at the radio, okay?
Whatever.
Just look right at your radio. Don't make eye contact with your mate right now.
Yeah.
Jay,
what?
Where the hell you been?
About my business.
Why haven't you called me?
Because I just didn't call.
What time did you get home, huh?
What now?
I can't hear you. Talk to me.
Let me know. Something on my mind. Baby, let me say. This ain't about your kids or about you gaining weight. I'm your sugar daddy. Baby, you're my dad. My agri loving got you sprung. And that's why you keep asking questions. Stop it with the questions. And how it's supposed to be originally. Didn't we agree to freaking without questions? Stop it with the questions. Damn, I can't believe my young thing sneaking through my phone and greeting. Girl, you keep calling me, texting me, harassing me about where I be. Who went? Did it get your car? Where I been? Can't smell my clothes. Was I at the gym? I smell like soap. Whose hair is this? Where my condoms go? I said once, I said again. Cause we're just friends, so cancel all these questions. Stop it with the questions. This ain't how it's supposed to be originally. Didn't we agree to freaking without questions? Stop it with the questions. Damn, I can't believe my young thing sneaking through my phone and greeting. Girl, you keep calling me, texting me, harassing me about where I be. Who went? Did it get your car? Where I been? Can you smell my clothes? Was I at the gym? I smell like soap. Whose hair is this? Where my condoms go? I said once, I said again. Cause we're just friends, so cancel all these questions. Stop it with the questions. Every man.
Yeah. That was really
every man.
Good, Jay.
I like to say Ralph Hawkins Jr.
Yeah, man.
I was your question.
That was really good, but whatever.
Did we agree?
And Big Red for helping me put that together. Yeah.
Man. I don't care if you wrote a song about
it.
We're not going to stop.
Stop with your questions. Yeah, like Kimberly, the young thing.
Whose hair is this?
Yes.
Where your condoms go?
Where your condoms go?
Why you smell like soap?
Why you smell like soap?
Whose hair is this?
Whose hair is this?
Whatever.
Keep answering the question.
Yeah.
Golly,
man.
Great song. Why you got napkins in your house?
Man. Yeah. When you started wearing body butter.
Yeah, where that come from?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Secretly
when you start putting lotion on, right?
Yeah.
Golly.
Thank you, Jay. Great Top song, though.
Tuesday this week, Michael Carrier. Thank you so much.
At the J-Spot in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, California. Thank you. Junior killed it, though.
Yeah, and it was crowded. Keep coming, guys. Yeah. Keep coming.
Can we do a talent night over there, Jay?
I would love to. You know what I like to do? Steve, put it on you.
I've told you to do it.
Okay.
I've already cleared it with you.
We have a segment on the television show called Put Me On Steve.
Mm-hmm.
We would like to have the auditions at the J-Spot every Wednesday, hosted by Junior.
Junior. Oh, that'll be good.
Yeah.
That'll be really good.
That'll be fine.
Will that be something like what we used to do in L.A., Steve, at the El Rey on Wednesday?
Oh, man. Yeah.
That was so funny.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
It was off the chain.
Yeah, that was fun.
That night. I looked forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was fun.
I was tired as hell. I would try to lay down before that.
Yeah, because
that.
We had to go to work the next day.
But Steve loves being on stage so much and interacting with the acts. We didn't get out of there till 11, 12 o'clock at night.
First time I met Unc, he took me to the El Rey with him that night. First day I ever met him.
Yeah, it was fun. All right. All right, guys. Coming up next, Nephew Tommy's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, get ready for today's strawberry letter. But right now, it's the nephew and the prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
I need some makeup on my butt.
What kind of foolishness?
Hey, everybody butt don't look right, okay? Sometimes you need some makeup on it.
What are you doing?
I shouldn't have to tell you why I need it. Let's just get to making it up.
Yes, right. You do.
Okay, okay, let's get to making it up. Makeup on the butt.
Making it up.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Brandy, please?
Yes, this is Brandy.
Hi, Brandy. My name is Carl. I'm calling. I got a, you came highly recommended. I'm sorry, is it I don't know if I'm saying it right. Is it makeup artist, makeup stylist? What do you call it?
It's makeup artist. I'm a professional makeup artist.
Okay. And you work at the, you work with the makeup counter in
Correct.
Okay. Listen, I got a photo shoot coming up, and I wanted to see about, sometime this week, maybe the following week, you could actually come and I hire you to actually make me up for my photo shoot. Do you do a lot of photo shoots at all, or you?
Yes, sir, I sure do. I've been in the business for 10 years, so I've been around several photo shoots.
Okay, good deal. So what you have any time this week that I can actually just come in and we can do like a trial run or something?
Yeah, I'll actually be here Friday for about 6 hours. Will Friday work for you? I'm here. I start at 11.
At 11. I mean, I could come in like maybe like around 3 on Friday. Can you squeeze me in at that time?
I sure can.
Okay. What's a good? Is there a certain makeup for men?
Well, it works out the same as for women in photo shoots. You just need some type of cream foundation, something to even out the skin tone, powder you down to take away the oils, cover up any blemishes or anything like that. It's pretty much the same. Of course, you don't get the whole eyeshadow and lashes and stuff. But
right.
You know,
well, I'm not thinking all that. But I'm just trying to, you know, just trying to look good on camera. Let me ask you this. How much makeup have you done as far as men? You know what I mean?
Yes, several.
Okay.
So I'm very comfortable with it. You'll be fine, trust me.
That's what I was really worried about, is if you were going to be comfortable with it. Because, I mean, have you done, I'm a little conscientious about a few things, you know what I mean? And how many butts have you done?
I'm sorry? How many what?
Like butts, you know, how many butts have you made up?
I haven't made up any butts. Like, are you, like, you mean, like, asses?
Yeah, I mean, because, see, I'm actually doing a nude photo shoot. And, you know, I got a couple scratches and, you know, some old scars on my butt. And, I, you know, like you said, I'm a little shy about, you know, some of that. So I was hoping you could actually make sure that those scars don't show. And, you know, you said you kind of, make sure everything is doesn't look oily. You know what I mean? I just need to get
I didn't understand what you were talking about. I may not be the makeup artist. I'm not going to do your
Okay, right? But I mean, we're just talking about makeup, though. I mean, you know, you're talking about.
Yeah, but I'm not about to put my makeup brushes that I use on people's faces on your ass. Like, tell your photographer to like, Photoshop that.
Okay,
like,
okay. Who I mean, that's why I'm coming in to see you on Friday. I want you to do everything and make me up there in the store so I can see what it looks like. I want to see.
You were going to come into my job and make me do your Like, what are you? What planet are you? Where did you think that was going to work? You cannot come into my job. How are you going to come to my job naked? Seriously?
I mean, well, I was going to wear a robe. I'm not going to just, you know, walk in there naked.
No, you are not. Don't you even think about coming into my job. Who referred you? Who told you? You need to delete this number. Do not. I'm not about to get this job.
Well, I just need to get my
ass
done, okay? I don't want to go back and forth with you.
Look, why is it a problem with you doing my butt
and putting some makeup on it? Now, if I need to buy you some brushes, I'll buy you some brushes and you can take
some brushes. I don't want you to buy me anything. I don't want you coming into my job. I don't want you calling me ever again to do any kind of work.
I'm coming in there and I am
a professional makeup artist. Clearly, you don't know what that means. So if you're professional,
then you will take out the part that's bothering you and do the job, lady. You know what I mean? If my
I get real ignorant. I'm not about to finish this conversation. Do not come into my job. Do not call me to do your ass. That's not going
to
happen.
So I guess it's safe to go around and let people know that Brandy is not professional because you can't do parts of the body.
My reputation is good in the streets, boo. You can't go around and tell anybody that I'm not professional. Nobody's ever called me to do their ass. Get some skincare for your ass. How about that? And then you won't need any makeup.
I know you didn't. You're not going to sit here and now start talking about my ass. If I told you some of my deepest secrets to let you know, I want to come in there and get some makeup.
Well, that's your bad for telling a stranger your deepest secrets.
Okay, you know what? I'm coming up to your store anyway on Friday, all right? And I'll talk to your boss
don't
and
let
them know.
Don't let it fool you, okay? You heard me. Don't come in my job. Look, if I lose my job over your foolishness, I guarantee you will be paying all my bills.
Okay, bottom line is I'm coming in there with my robe on Friday. Somebody going to do my butt. You, your manager.
Sir, you're not coming. You know what? How about you come up here right now? How about I go ahead and take care of the situation right now? I'm here now. Can you come right now?
I can come up there right now with my robe. I'm in my robe now.
Well, bring your butt up here right now. We'll see if your butt gets done. I'm not doing it.
Okay. Well, the bottom line, who is your manager anyway? Where's she at? Is she there?
I am the manager. Now what?
Okay, see, that's what the damn problem is. You got yourself a little position at your job. Now you're trying to throw your weight around. If a person wants to get their butt done, okay, look, didn't you see Avatar? Them people have makeup all on their butt, all on their back and everything.
Okay, how about you call them? You call them and ask them to do your butt. Don't call me. I'm hanging up. Do not call me anymore.
They are makeup artists. What are you?
Look, this conversation is over.
Yeah, it's over because you know what? Let me tell you something. Do you know who you're talking to? Do you know who you're talking to?
Do you know who you're talking to?
I know who I'm talking to. I'm talking to Brandy. But do Brandy know who Brandy talking to?
Clearly somebody who is ignorant.
Okay, well, let me tell you who I am. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend, Carmen.
You are lying. I'm getting off the phone. Why y'all do that? That is not cool. I hope nobody's listening. You just made me act real stupid.
I got you, girl. I got you good.
You got me good. With the butt? Yeah, for real. Get you some skincare. Get some skincare to take care of them problems.
Hey, baby, I got one more thing I got to ask you. What is the baddest? And I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
Oh, the damn Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay. Huh?
Okay.
Ignorant.
Huh?
This. Okay. What?
Ain't nobody ever had makeup on their butt?
No.
I'm the only one got a couple blemishes. I mean, you ain't nobody but me.
I got buckshot in it, couple cuts, and stretch marks.
Yeah. You guys can be strippers.
No make- yeah. Yeah.
And once you use that little pad to put the makeup on your butt, you got to throw that away. You don't want nobody using that.
Yeah. You can't rinse that on the counter.
You can't rinse that out.
Yeah, you ain't going to be able to rinse that one out right there. You just gonna use that and throw it away. That's how, like all my washcloths.
Oh, this ignorant show.
Once I wash my butt, that washcloth is but I have right outside my shower a burner. I got a burner. I got a burner out there, you know, like an eyelet off the stove. Yeah. I put a burner in my bathroom.
Oh, God.
And what I do is, before I start showering that day, I put a black kettle on that burner.
You have to.
And I start burning a solution in it. I got Pine Sol in it, some Murphy's soap. I got 2 tablespoons of lye.
Dang.
and I got some hot water, and I bring that to a boil. Now, while I'm showering, once I get through and I wash my tail, that washcloth, I can only touch it on his fingertips.
Why are we talking about this?
And I open that shower door, and I lean right around and drop it down in that big black vat until it foams. Then I know that washcloth is clean.
Oh, Lord. Up next, Strawberry Letter.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Before we get to today's crazy Strawberry Letter, and this letter, yes, it is really, really crazy. First, a painting by Leonardo da Vinci set a record by selling. Do you guys hear about this? It sold for $450 million. That's half a billion dollars, guys, almost. The new owner of the painting wasn't initially revealed. During the auction at Christie's, there were audible gasps. $450 million. As the price.
I don't steal, but I take that.
Really?
What, the painting?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I steal that.
Wow.
Yeah.
The price rose by tens of millions of dollars to $225 million, then by $5 million increments, and then by twos before the high bidder finally won out. At one point, when a potential buyer considered another bid, the auctioneer noted, "It's a historic moment. We'll wait." The painting depicts, did you see it?
Yeah,
have you seen
it?
It's a picture of Jesus with his right hand raised and holding a crystal orb in his left hand.
In his lifetime, he never he never made near the money he made.
Oh, Leonardo,
In his entire life.
Let me explain something to you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What?
I buy a picture of Jesus with his right hand up for $450 million.
Yeah. What?
He would have to be waving me into heaven.
I'm this way.
You're not an art lover, an art connoisseur.
I ain't nothing. Yeah. Let me tell you what you can get of mine, though.
What?
I have two houses full of art.
Uh-huh.
Furniture, coats, watches, and cars. You can get all this, both houses, and every picture in my iPhone and my wife's too for $450 million.
Holla at your boy, Steve.
All of it. I got before and after pictures of me working out, and the before pictures ain't good. You can have them and post them. Yeah.
He can embarrass you for $450 million.
All right. That's a lot of money, man.
Come on, nephew. Let's get to the letter.
Man, that's
a lot of money. You can have my wife and my kids. Y'all ready?
Oh, you selling them and leaving them?
Tommy, you've already said that because if you win the Powerball for $450 million, you do go what, Tommy?
I'm out. I'm trying to do. I got to figure out how to get rid of my.
We have to get to the letter. I'm not going to listen to this foolishness,
girl.
Don't
over
nobody
and over.
Want them no more after that.
Tommy, introduce the letter.
Okay. All right.
Sick of you.
I don't want you either. After four. Buckle up. Hold on tight. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Subject: cheating boyfriend. Hi, Steve. I want your advice. My boyfriend and I have been in a relationship for 6 years. He started cheating on me 3 years ago. He had a child with that girl, and now he's cheating again. His mother stopped talking to me because she thought I was trying to take her son from her. I wrote him a letter a while back telling him that I need him to be a man and that I can rely on, the man that I need to head our household. And the only way that can happen is if you stop allowing his mother to control him and our relationship as well. His mother read the letter, and since then, his mother has been out to get me. She's told millions of lies on me. She's encouraged him to bring the girl home, even when she knew we were still together. She even told me to stay away from her son and stop coming between him and the girl. Now he's telling me he wants to marry me, but he's just not ready for it, making excuses about work and money and different stuff. Now I've been with him through thick and thin, despite the fact that everyone's advice to me is to leave him. I'm seeking your advice from a man with no interest of gaining. Now I've been hearing rumors that he's been telling people that I'm running him down, when this is not true. There were a couple of times when I tried ending it and he asked me back. What should I believe? I'm so confused. I'm confused, too, with this entire letter. I'm confused why you're still in this relationship. That's what I'm confused about. And where is this relationship going? 6 years you've been in this, and you've been through cheating that resulted in a baby. Now you say he's cheating again. I just got to ask you, why are you letting this man treat you like this? He's doing whatever he wants to do, and you've just been there taking it for the last 6 years. I mean, don't you see that his mother is not the problem here. Really, his mother's doing you a favor. You should take her advice. Get out of this relationship with this man, period. Steve?
Well, man, this to me is a clear-cut letter about a mama's boy. This is a letter about a mama's boy that you've fallen in love with and it's not working. You say, Steve, I want your advice. Yeah. You know, you want the advice from somebody.
That has no interest in gaining it.
Yeah, okay, so here it is. First of all, you've been in a relationship, like Shirley say, for 6 years. Where is this going? And secondly, he started cheating on you 3 years ago. He had a child with that girl, and now he's cheating again. What is this relationship that you all have? What is it called? What title do you have from it? You know, I don't know what you call this right here. You're in a relationship. He's not. See, ladies miss that. Sometimes you're in a more of a committed relationship than the guy is sometimes. Just sometimes, you know. And then sometimes things happen. I'll just tell you, it goes both ways.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you could have that. Then you thought that you had a problem with her mama because you're trying to take her son from her. That's a mama's boy. I wrote him a letter a while back telling him that here's the problem in your letter. I need him to be a man. Well, if he don't want to be a man, you're needing someone to be a man who don't want to be a man yet or is not a man yet. You know, maybe he's just not developed there yet. Then you say, someone you can rely on, the man that I need to head our household. Well, let me tell you what happens. Even if you marry this boy right now, this mama's boy, he's not going to head the household. His mother is going to be the head of y'all's household. And you can ask any woman that's married to a mama's boy if that ain't how it works. So what you're really asking this boy to do is be a man he's not ready to be, and then you want him to head up you all's household, because that's your dream one day, of having a man to head up the household. But if you marry a mama's boy, the mother is actually going to become the head of your household. And you're going to be forever pissed at him and her. And your life is going to be a miserable situation. I'll give you more when we come back. But in this letter, you say, now he's telling me that he wants to marry me, but he's just not ready for it, making excuses about work and money and different stuff. Okay, I think you have your own answer right here, but I'll give you more when we come back.
Part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 after the hour. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up in about 20 minutes, it's Bad Acting Theater with the Chapman.
Episode 5.
Oh, episode 5.
Episode 5.
Season 2.
We rolling.
Yeah.
Sure, I will say this, though.
What, Steve?
And I don't mean to hurt nobody's feeling on the show, but for $450 million, I would race you all completely out of my memory. I swear to God, I never met you. I don't know you.
Amen.
I don't know.
We'd be a Kodak memory.
Man, not even Kodak. I'd be a memory.
Shirley, who? Carla, who?
If I went $450 million.
Right, you'd be an 8-track.
Mm-hmm. I beat him when he got hypnotized. You do not know them.
I went $450 million. The following people can kiss my behind. Listen for your names. Listen for your names.
As I call your name, step forward. Kiss this ass.
You need a megaphone.
Starting with the A.
All right, come on, Steve. With part two of your response to today's strawberry letter.
All right. This woman writes this letter entitled Cheating Boyfriend. Well, it's a cheating boyfriend and it's a mama's boy. You got a couple of problems. Your man is cheating on you. That's a problem. And he's a mama's boy, which I can't even tell you the problems it's going to lead into, but you're already running into him. She's spreading rumors about you. She read your letter that you read to him. Most mothers, if a woman writes a letter to her son, that's private information. She won't read it. She reads it and then starts taking matters into her own hands. Got the other girl coming over to the house telling you to stay out of their way, or the other boy and the other girl. So now the mama know he's cheating. She's condoning it. He ain't stopping. He's doing everything but stopping cheating. There's nothing in your letter that says that. Then you get to this part where you says, now he's telling me that he wants to marry me, but he's not ready for it. Making excuses about work and money and different stuff. Excuse me? You gonna marry a man who ain't working? Who makes excuses about working? Look, I got if a guy been in trouble and he got a felony record and it's hard for him to find work. But this dude is making excuses for not working. He ain't got no money and indifferent stuff. Ain't no telling what else the excuses are coming in. He says he wants to marry you. If you marry this boy right here, you're going to make a huge mistake with your life. One of the number one problems for women, this next line. Now, I've been with him through thick and thin, despite that everyone advises me to leave him. See, your problem is now you've got this 6 years invested. And women always do that. You always look. One of your biggest mistakes is you've put this time in and you don't want to consider it a waste. Well, let me turn you on to something. The real waste is to continue what you know is not good for you. See, okay, look, everybody make mistakes. So you put 6 years in thinking it was going to turn around and it didn't. That's a mistake. A lot of people make that. Who hasn't done it? I've done it. Everybody's done it. But once you realize something is not good for you, once you realize when you've gotten all the evidence in and the change that you're waiting on never comes, and you continue to stay in it, that from that moment on is when you're wasting time.
Because when you know better, so, you should do better. Right.
Right. So do not continue to waste time now that you know it's bad for you. Get out. The lady's spreading rumors, telling people, and then you start hearing rumors that he's telling people that I'm running him down. This is not true. Why is he talking to other people about you? What kind of no man does this? None of my friends come to me talking about how their wives ain't this or that. That real men just don't do that with their boys. Man, I'm struggling, man. My girl tripping, man. She found this on me or something like that. We'll say that. But what we ain't going to say is, my girl ain't this. We don't go that to our friends with that, man.
She's running me down.
Hey, man, you need to get away from this because this man ain't ready. You said he's not ready.
No.
He's not ready. He's a mama's boy. He ain't working. He don't want to be a man. He got other women.
He's just a boy.
All right, Steve, we got to go. You know that. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley. Switching gears now, it is the season, you know that, for festive dinners, parties, and all those holiday desserts. And it's so easy to overdo it. We all know that. So here are some tips for enjoying eating and drinking, enjoying your way through the holidays without guilt or without stress, okay? In moderation. Here we go. Don't make anything off limits, all right?
You didn't think I'd say that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't eat anything off limits.
Don't eat anything off limits?
Yeah, don't make anything off limits.
Don't make anything off limits.
If you want it, enjoy it.
Yeah. Because as soon as you put something, you know, on the can't have list, it's instantly that much more appealing.
Right.
Once somebody says no, you always want that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so don't go to
a
holiday.
Don't go to a holiday party,
guys, or dinner on an empty stomach. Because you'll be eating everything. Like I was eating that peach cobbler at Tommy's party.
We should have made a batch just for you.
Oh, you did. You didn't know it, but you did.
That was for the party, Shirley. Yeah. That was for the party.
Oh. All right. Have a snack. They're saying have a snack before you go. Because
it's just
not a good idea to save up all day by not eating much so you can have calories at the event later that night.
Oh, so you little something before you go. Okay, cool.
And then decide what you really want to indulge in. So when you go to a party, walk around the table first, check everything out, you know, the food and the drinks, before, you know, you fix your plate.
Yeah, that ain't my philosophy.
That's not what we do at all.
I knew it.
I walk around the table and put everything on my plate, then sit down and decide what I can't eat.
I tell you one way where you won't eat anything.
What?
Go to a Kwanzaa party. Ain't a damn thing there to eat. Nothing.
I've never been to a Kwanzaa.
You ain't missed nothing.
Don't, they don't have food?
Oh, my God. No. They got branches.
Where is a David Allen Green?
Branches.
No, branches and twigs and berries.
Bark.
And bark. No.
Boy.
I'm it out.
And you're not going to stay long either, trust me.
Okay, well, that's a good thing.
The minute
thing.
You see it, ain't nothing to eat.
I don't celebrate Kwanzaa.
Have
so
you ever heard anybody say, man, we went to a Kwanzaa party? It was off the chain.
I can't wait.
I can't wait to next you.
How old is Kwanzaa?
Kwanzaa's got to be
fire Kwanzaa,
about 50, maybe 50, 60 years old. Yeah.
50, oh, okay.
Might be younger than that, Tommy. I don't know.
Okay. All right, thank you. All right, coming up at 41 after the hour, Bad Acting Theater, the Chapmans.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Chapmans, written by that guy.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Narrated by me. Well, okay, that's me. Mm-hmm. With them.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And last but not least, starring him.
So you just trying to say him is me?
No, Steve. Let me go over this again. It's written by that guy.
Thank you.
Narrated by me, starring them, mm-hmm. and last but not least, starring you, who is him?
This is by far. Listen to it. This is by far the stupidest thing I've ever been a part of. And that's coming from me.
No, Steve. You've got it all wrong. You is him. Him. Me is me.
Stop. See? You don't even talk like that. Stop.
No, but it's written
you
in the script.
You is me. You know, that ain't even how you talk. Just stop.
Sounds like somebody needs a Snickers bar. And surely it's not me. Come on, give it to me.
I'm sick of that, too. I'm really sick of that right there.
It's come to my understanding that due to technical difficulties, last week's episode was interrupted. So that everyone is caught up, we would like to replay last week's episode in its entirety. We would like to, but we're not going to do it. So let's pick up where we left off. Chester was moving out.
You know what? Damn it. I'm supposed to say it. I'm a vegan. That's right, I'm a vegan. Oh, that feels so good to say. Come on, Ramon. Let's go.
Junior was really messing up the script.
I want my brother back. I want my brother back, brother back, brother back, brother back, brother back, brother back. Still too soon.
Still, you don't know the tune of the damn song. That's the problem.
I think I was pretty hard on my brother. But I did butcher them jokes. I chopped him up pretty bad, man. I chopped him up. I do feel like a weenie. I'll let you know, I did.
And KK had a serious problem with Officer Touch It.
Touch what?
All right. Let me make this announcement right here, right now. I don't want to hear another Touch It joke, touch this, touch that. I don't want nobody touching nothing on this show. Don't even touch yourselves. Or what I'm going to do, I'm going to touch your doorknob and walk out.
Bye. Bye. Just kidding. Oh, just kidding. Now let's see how KK solves this officer you-know-who problem.
I'm still feeling kind of woozy from the accident. But I'm having a serious problem with Officer You-Know-Who. I wonder if you could pull some strings to help me, because I can't do no jail time.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll give Officer You-Know-Who a call. Don't worry about that.
This is Officer You-Know-Who of the Erica Police Department. How may I help you?
Look here, officer. You know who? This is Earl Chapman. You may not have heard of me. I'm the Polk Ryan King of Ergot, Texas. My sister is Law Kamitha King, a.k.a. KK. What?
My sister-in-law.
My sister, oh. Oh, well, I thought she had a job down at the law office. Oh, okay, I see it now. My sister-in-law, Kamitha King, a.k.a. KK. Man, see, that make better sense now because she was going to have to be LKK. And that wasn't going to make no sense. O-I-L-K-N-K-K. Anyway, I'm sorry. Take all that out, Cat. I'm the Pope Ryan King of Agate, Texas. My sister-in-law, Kamitha King, a.k.a. KK, well, might be in a little trouble with the law. Now, what I'm going to need you to do, and trust me, this going to make everybody happy, is forget her name altogether. Have a nice day. Oh, yeah. And if you ever need some pork rinds, let me know. We got salted barbecue, unsalted plantain. We got jerk. Oh, and then we got a new one that just came out with is gluten free.
Pork rinds.
Gluten free pork rinds.
Hold up. This is Officer, you know who, of the Arrogant Police Department, and I can assure you, if KK has done anything wrong, she's going down faster than the comedian Louis C.K.'s career. Now, you have a good day. Oh, yeah. And how about you send me some of those gluten-free? Hello? Hello? Well, I'll be damn. He hung up. Guess I won't be getting those pork rinds. Don't call me talking about don't do this, don't do that. I'm Officer You Know Who of the Erica Police Department. And don't nobody, I mean nobody, tell me what to do.
Okay.
Okay, he has to be dead. He's deader than Kevin Spacey's career right now.
Oh, man. All right.
Oh, that was a rough one there.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Yeah.
That's pretty bad, then.
That's pretty bad.
He didn't kill off one of my characters. Now,
well, you got
I'm still yoke. Chester, though. I guess I'm still him.
Yeah, my cop is so faint, I can't hardly see.
Yeah.
Blame it on the script.
All right. That was episode 4 of season 2
episode
of the chat.
Five.
All right.
I know we're going to get canceled. I know
hey,
we're going
to
get canceled.
Nephew, Chester.
I want to cancel it now.
All right. Did you guys see Terry Crews on Good Morning America? We'll talk about that at the top of the hour. Wow.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Terry Crews went on Good Morning America to publicly name the person who allegedly sexually assaulted him back in 2016. Man. This was just last year. William Morris Agency executive Adam Vennett groped him at a party in February of last year. This is according to Terry Crews. He comes over to me, I stick my hand out, and he literally takes my hand and puts it and squeezes my genitals. I jump back like, hey. And then Terry credits his wife for calling him down and resisting the urge, for calming him down and resisting the urge to respond violently. Take a listen.
When I looked at him, it was rage. And when I say rage, I felt like I could punch a hole in his head. Okay, but this is the deal. My wife told me 3 years earlier, she said, Terry, you can never handle any situation like this with violence. You are a target. You can be baited and pulled if you react physically. And let me tell you something, I've done it before, but this is the deal. When I grabbed her hand and I left that party, we were only there for like a half an hour, and I got in a car, I almost ripped the steering wheel off. And she just kept saying, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. And I just said, man.
She calmed you down with that.
She calmed me down because she was the one who told me
that this kind of thing would happen and that if you could be baited. And this is the thing, if I would have just retaliated in defense, I would be under the jail right now. And that's one thing I knew, that being a large African-American man in America, I would immediately be seen as a thug. But I'm not a thug.
Yeah. Wow. Now, what he's saying is absolutely true.
Yeah, his
now, let
name,
me tell
Rebecca.
You what my wife would have been saying in the car. I am so ashamed of you.
Why did you do that?
What were you thinking? Steve, what did I tell you 3 years ago? You don't listen to nobody. Mm-hmm. You know they're going to pick you up tonight, don't you? Terry Crews is right.
Yeah, everyone handles every situation differently.
He did no, the right I mean, thing. You know,
I
mean,
I think he did the right thing for
he
sure.
Did.
No,
hearing, for his
hearing
career.
Him say it, uh-huh. Terry Crews is a man's man.
Such a stand-up
yes, Terry
guy.
Terry Crews, man, really?
He's a big guy.
He could hurt you if he want to.
Yeah, and yes. His beautiful wife, Rebecca, love her
oh.
Too.
She's
love
so
her.
Fly.
Yeah.
And Rebecca so see, mm-hmm. And so I understand where he's coming from. Because what would have happened, it would have been the end of him.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be talking about
yeah.
it. Right.
Yeah.
That he is absolutely 1,000% mm-hmm. correct.
Yeah.
So I appreciate the way he handled it.
Yeah.
I on the other hand.
Well, violence isn't the answer, Steve.
To everything.
Yeah, well, it might not be the answer, but it's going to be two sets yeah. of charges here.
Terry
we
went on
we
to say.
We don't know if it's not the answer if we don't try it, Carla.
Terry went
violence
on to say, people need to be held accountable. He said, this is the deal about Hollywood. It's an abuse of power. Terry recently filed a police report with the Los Angeles Police Department and fired the talent firm. So there you go.
See, listen to me. Okay. I might have to pull my hand out the crotch area. I might have to do that. But right after that, you're going to have to pull my foot out the rear end area. Because all this is finna go down. We both going to be pulling stuff out of stuff. Pulling yeah. out the front, but you're going to have to pull something out the back.
Reel it in.
This is what we finna do. But I support Terry Crews. That's my man.
Yes.
I honor him. I think he handled it the right way. I'm just telling you what would have happened if Marjorie wasn't there. Steve, what is this on the news I'm seeing? So if Marjorie's not there, just like if Terry Crews' wife wasn't there, this would probably be a whole nother story.
Beautiful Rebecca, the level-headed
one. And they would find
one.
A way to make mm-hmm. it about Terry Crews assaulting this man. Because the damage would have been on him. Because, see, nobody would have saw what he did to Terry Crews.
Right. They just
so what has happened
Terry's
with this
reaction.
Story? So now the agency fired this guy?
No, he fired them. They represented him, William Morris. He
no,
fired
no,
yeah,
I'm,
but I think they
no.
have actually suspended him pending an investigation, Shirley.
Who is this guy's name?
His name is Adam Vennett.
Is he still with William Morris?
Adam Vennett,
they have suspended,
Steve.
Because that's who I'm with, so. I just need to. I'll be
you,
at the party.
You looking for him when you go in the building?
I'll be at the party this Christmas. Looking around with a short brown drink in my hand. But I'm looking over the top of the glass the whole party.
But Steve, you're always looking for a fight.
Come on over here.
Always.
Yeah. That's why I said violence isn't the answer. And that was smart.
Violence ain't the answer to everything. I got that, Carl. Yeah, that's nice to say. I got that. Violence ain't the answer.
Yeah, it'll
to
keep
everything.
You out of jail, you know, stuff like that.
All that's correct.
Uh-huh. But what?
But sometimes violence is the answer. Thank
sometimes
you.
It's just
that's
necessary.
Your logic.
Yeah. It's just necessary.
Carla, just like you feel key in a car sometimes. Is
allegedly.
Thank you.
Allegedly.
Thank you.
Why do we have
I
wars?
Allegedly. I love when Carla says allegedly.
I love allegedly. I love it.
And
why
never
do we
speak
have
of this
wars?
Again. We're on in Houston. Go ahead, Steve.
Why do we have wars?
The Bible says there will be wars and rumors of wars. Yes. It's in the Bible. You're absolutely mm-hmm. right.
Oh, I love how we, you know, conveniently go to the Bible when
well,
it fits.
To try to just,
yeah, uh-huh.
Why not
especially
you?
Jay. Mr. Hellbound.
First class ticket.
The Bible also says, judge ye not, lest ye be judged.
Yes, it does.
It says that.
Yeah.
Well, you could tell me I'm not going to heaven if you want to, and so I can go on and clearly say you ain't going.
Well, none of us have a heaven or hell to
put. It also says he sin. Among us who is among sin, let him cast
was
the first
without
throne.
Sin.
Yeah.
Without yeah. Sin. You tell he ain't been in there that long.
Yeah.
Let him cast the first stone.
Yeah, says mm-hmm. that too.
Jay got
why does Shirley have to fix all your quotes?
All your Bible quotes.
Because he just got in there a week ago. We all fall short, Steve.
Shirley, he don't know no scriptures.
He needs some more Wednesday
night. Bible saying,
well, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son.
John 3:16, that's it.
Yeah. There you go.
He get all these the first week you get in the church.
Yes, you
do. Like he ain't doing something amazing.
Shut up, Junior.
Bible say, water be warm, but ye drink not.
The woman at the well said, Jesus, let me hit them feet for you.
No. Let me just touch the hem of your garment.
I love this man.
All right, look, we'll have more of this ignorance coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, guys, Colorado's decision to legalize marijuana is looking like a big economic winner these days.
Oh,
as
my
the,
God.
Mm-hmm, as the schools wings. There. Check it out, though. The schools are going to benefit. They're going to be getting an extra $300 million thanks to the extra
Whoa.
Tax revenue. $300 million. Okay.
Look at me.
That's
Who
good.
Will?
Huh?
Who will?
The schools in Colorado.
The schools in Colorado.
Yeah,
school
because,
system.
Yeah, because of their decision to legalize marijuana, Steve.
They have a slogan that says, won't we do it? If that's a slogan.
What is?
Won't we do it?
Won't we do it?
Cannot with it.
They get an extra $300 million yeah. for legalizing marijuana.
See,
hell,
people
ain't nobody
are going
gonna be in school.
People are going there just to smoke.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to order it. You don't have to have a doctor. You just go and you get it. You smoke and it's cool.
They don't know a lot about it.
I know. Read about it.
So the state is making money,
yeah,
and the money is going back to great programs like the school system.
And this could be going to other,
tax
other
revenue,
states.
Steve.
Right.
That's
mm-hmm.
right.
And they changing streets like Doobie Highway.
Blunt Street.
Roach Ave.
I hate all of you all right now.
Joint Junction.
Joint Junction.
Oh, that's all about Joint Junction.
Because of the windfall, 27 school districts,
Bud
many.
Boulevard.
Oh, that's over by the Hidden Highway. I know where that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, as I was saying,
Toke Alley.
Mary Jane Boulevard. Yeah.
Cush Avenue. They,
oh, my God.
Hit Cush up.
All right, again, because of the windfall, 27.
Buildings, too. Chronic Institution.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Steve.
Endo High.
They building schools, all right.
Yeah.
Endo High School.
Ooh-wee Preschool.
Don't forget Puff Puff Pass Building, man.
Really? Really, guys?
I'm at Puff Puff Pass. I'm at Puff Puff Pass.
I'm at Puff Puff Pass right now.
At the Nickelback Cafe.
I'm sorry.
Zigzag High. I love it. I love it, man.
Girls sure. can't stand it. They can't stand it.
Where's the rim shot when you need it?
I know.
Bong Boulevard.
I knew it.
3425 Bong Boulevard right there.
They got a new school coming out, too. Paper Preparatory.
I hate all of you all.
Well, maybe other states will look at legalizing marijuana.
Oh, yeah, that's over on Seed
money.
Street. You know what Seed Street is? I know what that
Seed
is.
Seed is Nick to Zigzag Circle.
Yes, yes. Tommy!
I hate all of you. I really do. Yeah. Because of this windfall, 27 school districts, look at the positive, guys. 27 school districts, many in rural areas, will be starting up construction projects. Which, of course, will create what? New jobs, people. New
yes,
jobs. Yeah. New schools and new jobs. All thanks to some people who just want to get high. I mean, loose.
Yes.
And don't mind.
Well, you said it right, Shirley.
And don't mind paying for the privilege. Okay.
Right now, traffic going to be a hell in Colorado.
Hey, man.
Everybody driving
yeah.
slow.
Slow?
I'm over here stuck on here street.
Are you guys quite done?
Yeah,
no. It was good.
Watch.
Okay. Oh, Munchie's high.
I knew it.
Don't leave anything on the table, Jay. All right, we'll have more of this craziness called the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
I'm going to go all the way to Tops and Blunts.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, People Magazine says the country music star and judge on The Voice, Blake Shelton, is the sexiest joking. Man alive.
Blake laughing at this.
And you're right, Steve. He's cute. Everyone got Adam Levine. Everyone got that.
Yeah. Adam Levine has had the title
okay,
before.
People.
Yeah. Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. When he made it, when Adam
God,
Levine
that's
made
funny.
It. There was no problem.
Yeah. Oh God.
Yeah.
I love him.
Blake Shelton.
I like him.
I don't like him. I love him.
Yeah.
He's one
great.
Of the coolest dudes on
yes.
TV.
Yeah.
I
don't know.
Ain't a damn thing sexy about
him. I don't think of him as sexy though. Like I said,
he wears the same flannel shirt every day.
Sorry. Yeah.
The other judge on the show, Adam Levine, everybody got when he was named sexiest man.
Yeah, he was that before.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But yeah. Blake Shelton, yeah, a lot of people are saying that.
He goes with Gwen Stefani. Yeah. She's happy. That's her man.
Okay. Other sexy men on the list. Mm-hmm. Tommy, you'll love that. Well, you love
Tommy.
Tommy. Hold up.
Did you say Tommy on the list, Shirley?
Tommy was on the list, Shirley?
No, I did not say that.
Oh, okay.
I'm ready for it.
Oh, Tommy I like the way she said it, too. Stern. No, I did not say that.
Tommy loves this show. This Is Us. And Sterling K. Brown from This Is Us on the list.
I can see that.
Yeah.
He's sexy.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. 50 Cent is on the list.
Fitty?
Yeah.
Fitty?
He's a rapper, producer, and actor. He's a triple threat, so.
Go ahead, Kanan. Yeah.
Kofi Siriabi from Queen Sugar.
Ooh. Oh, from Queen. Yeah.
That's a good one. He definitely should be in there. He was
with the beard.
Yeah, he was on Girls Trip.
He was
in the
Girls
movie
Trip.
Girls Trip. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was voted sexiest, breakout star. Sexiest
yes.
breakout star. Okay, yes. Other nominees include Brad Cooper, Shamar Moore, and voted sexiest smile, President Barack Obama.
Yeah.
How about that?
Right there.
Oh, and sexiest butt. We didn't do this one.
Tommy.
Okay, hey man, sexy. Y'all keep here we on go. Here.
You got a high one. There's somebody got to see it.
It ain't Tommy.
Kit Harington. Kit Harington, sexiest butt. He's Jon Snow from Game
Snow.
Of Thrones.
Yeah, okay.
And we see it
see
a lot.
His ass, all that fur he be wearing.
You see it a lot, Steve, on Game of Thrones. A lot of stuff going on in Game of Thrones.
He got all that winter clothes.
Every Jon Snow is fine.
Yeah.
Winter is coming.
You got no beach scenes over there.
Yeah, okay. Here we go. Still sexy list. They also released their Still Sexy List, People Magazine. Brad Pitt from 2000.
Still sexy.
Richard Gere, from 1999. Yeah. Matthew McConaughey from 2005. Yes. Like George Clooney and Tom Cruise. And also Dwayne Johnson, Still Sexy. And of course, you know who's on the Still
that?
Sexy List?
Say it, girl.
Denzel Washington!
Yeah! Fellas?
They even more
noise.
Embarrassing. They even more embarrassing.
Ooh.
All right. All right, coming up at 49 after, we'll wrap up the show with just one more thing right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, just one more thing. Here we go. Last break of the day, guys. The celebrities and stars continue, yes, they do, to stop by the Steve Harvey Daytime Talk Show.
Steve.
It's simply called Steve.
Steve.
Yes, it is.
Yo.
Anthony Anderson, star of Black-ish, we love him, was one of your was on your talk show yesterday, Steve. You guys really have fun, huh?
Ignorant. He doing good, too, man.
Oh, yeah. Black-ish is
Steve,
so phenomenal.
I love Black-ish.
I know. And I love it being on Tuesday nights now, right?
Me too.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah, they changed the nights.
Yeah. Wow. That's great.
Yeah.
It's a great night for it. Well, anyway, Jay, November is Diabetes Awareness Month. I'm sure you know that.
Yep.
Very well. Yeah. I definitely.
Well, he don't need November to get here.
I tell you though, I really did change my diet in terms of the way
I said he don't need November to get here to be aware of it.
I'm aware of it.
I'm aware of it all the time.
Yeah. January also.
But to all diabetics out there, please, please, it's very important that you check your numbers. Take your blood pressure. Mm-hmm. Take your blood pressure and check your blood constantly. Don't let it sneak up on you. Okay. Really.
How often do you check it, Jay?
You should check it every day. You should check your blood sugar every day. You should check your blood pressure every day. Because diabetes is a sneaky disease. Mm. It can affect all parts of your body, your liver, your eyes, mm-hmm. your lungs, all of it, your organs.
Amen. Jay, Anthony Anderson is a spokesperson mm-hmm. for him.
Yeah.
He said his father had it for 20 years undiagnosed, and that's how they lost him.
Oh, wow.
Because they
wow.
call it the silent killer.
Yeah, the
it
silent killer. Definitely is. Yeah. Well, he was on your show, Steve, and he revealed he has diabetes, talking about Anthony Anderson now. Take a listen.
Well, I will have some fun with you.
Let's go.
I'm going to read a list of things.
Okay.
And you'll complete them and tell us what those things are.
Okay.
Things.
Things.
So
not
this
things,
is called
things.
All right. Things that make you laugh.
Old people falling. I pray for them. I pray that they don't break a hip or hurt themselves.
I'm sorry. I'm
but
so
seeing,
sorry.
Seeing old people and babies fall.
I'm sorry.
Are things
so
that
sorry.
Make me laugh.
Things that embarrass you.
I'ma call my mama a thing. My mama embarrasses me with the things that she says and does.
That's things that confuse you.
Dark-skinned women with blonde hair. Okay, what I should have said was dark-skinned women with blonde weaves and blue eyes. That's it. That confuses me. Is that better? Okay, that's what I should have said.
Sorry.
I apologize to all my natural blonde, dark-skinned women. I apologize.
All right. Things that you wish you could change.
Dark-skinned women with blonde hair and blue eyes and fake booties. I wish I could just change that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anthony Anderson.
That was a fun interview, Steve. It was.
This fool was all over the place yesterday. Him talking about his mama, the pictures of his mama.
Yes, yes. He was crazy.
They have such a close relationship, him and Miss Doris. They do.
Yes.
Yeah.
He loves his mom.
Yep, he does. All right. So again, Jay, November is Diabetes Awareness Month.
Diabetics, please go to the doctor, get checked out. Please mm-hmm. go to the doctor, get your eyes checked, get your blood work, you know.
Mm-hmm. What should they be looking for?
You can start to lose your eyesight and not know it with diabetes.
Oh.
So you should constantly get your eyesight checked mm-hmm. at least once a year.
Okay.
Go get your eyes checked and get your blood checked, get mm-hmm. your blood pressure and stuff.
Okay.
It's very important.
Which explains how thick
Jay's glasses are. What are some preventive things you can do, though,
what did
Jay?
You say,
what did he say?
Junior?
I was just saying, it just explains how thick Jay's glasses are. That's why. He caught it before he lost your thing.
See, we try to have a serious moment.
No, we
can't.
We can't be serious.
Wait a minute. See, when he was doing sickle cell joke, y'all was all good. I sneak one diabetic joke in.
No, I like him, Junior.
Now, he said you lose your sight. Now, you look at that, Jay, you see how thick these glasses is.
But Carla asked an important question. What can we do to prevent it?
Preventive measures.
Come on.
Preventive measures.
A couple of things you can do. Please, get some rest. It's very important to get rest. Rest is very important.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Exercise mm-hmm. and change your diet. Stay away from all these fatty foods.
Did you say change your diaper?
Yeah, that too.
Diet, crazy
diet.
Man.
Yeah. Nutrition.
Oh.
You wear diapers, Jay?
See?
Only when I'm traveling.
So today you got a diaper.
I got one on right now.
Listen, you're on your way to New York.
I'm on my way to New York to do the Apollo. I ain't getting up. I love when they go, what's that smell?
How do you just sit there and go, man? How do you do that?
So diapers and Coke bottle glasses.
What is that? Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Why are you looking at me? But, Junior, tell everybody what Steve does when he calls you if you're in the hospital with a crisis.
Called me one time. I had six-cell crisis, Jay. And I answered the phone, you know, like on my chest, and I was laying in the hospital. I was laying in the emergency room. And I answered the phone. I saw Steve Harvey on the phone. I said, oh, Unc thought about me calling. Mm-hmm. Answered the phone. I was in so much pain, though. I said, hello. And he said, oh, damn. God bless, man. I should check CI. Bye. Yeah.
He can't handle it.
No, he can't
handle it.
He cannot.
I'm not going to be on the phone with you, Dad.
It is.
No. Because somehow.
It's a crisis.
No, hell no. Because, you know, detectives and all that go through your phone. And then my number, the last number pop up, you immediately become a suspect.
I love
Steve
it.
Killed.
He
said something to kill him.
It is the best way to get a day off with Steve. Just call him and say, you sick? Okay, I see it.
Don't.
All right, yeah, don't bring your ass in here.
I know.
Kill me.
We have to go now.
Well, it's him. Have a nice weekend, everybody.
I knew it was coming. Yeah.
Get ready, because Showtime with Apollo is coming back. And if you're not doing anything, please right now go to steveharvey.com and check it out.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.